backstage at Latitude Festival on day three, and once again I'm with Matty from the 1975. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you again. It's been a few months since we last saw each other. Very cold night in Chinneries in Southend on the seafront.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Things have changed. It's warm now.
It's a little bit warmer. Yeah, that was a good gig as well. That was it was pretty warm inside there. It was packed out at the time, wasn't it? Did you enjoy that gig?
Yeah, I think I did. It seems like a lifetime ago now, but yeah, it was a great show. I think all those shows on that tour. It's kind of an early days, so it was great.
Yeah, no, that was a lot's happened since then, isn't it? It's been nearly 6 months, and you've had some massive gigs in the meantime, haven't you?
Yeah, we've done loads. We had like a big show at Glastonbury. We went over to America and did like a run of kind of like sold out headline shows. We're going back out tonight. Actually, we fly after the show to go back to America. But yeah, we supported the Stones and stuff like that.
Hyde Park. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Hyde Park. It was. It was a tough show, but it was good.
Was it? Why was it tough?
Well, because the first 5,000 people in the audience, the ones that you can actually see, they're all like hardened Stones fans, so they don't have any time for some band rocking up. But Jagger was on the side of the stage singing along and dancing to Chocolate, so that was pretty cool.
That must have been bizarre. I think if I was you, I would have seen that and it just would have thrown me.
Yeah, that's right, it did.
Now, you've had, since we last met up, you've had a couple of chart singles, which is a bit unusual this day and age for a decent band. Chocolate and The City both did well. You've got Sex, you're re-recording Sex, is that right? It's coming out next month?
Yeah, it's the version off the album, the same as The City was. It comes out in August, I think. And, it's just we wanted to put out like the definitive version of that song before the album. Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be the next single.
So, and you mentioned, we got a US tour later on in the autumn, but you mentioned you're going over to the US again, you said?
Yeah, we go out to the US tonight to do our West Coast part of the tour. Like, we got like 4 shows out there, and they're all sold out, so it's going to be amazing.
So the interest in worldwide is sort of picking up as well, is it?
Well, yeah, our kind of campaign, I suppose you can call it, started in America at the same time as it did over here, because we were graced with having a label. So, it's been amazing. We go out to America and we play to like 1,000 people, 1,200 people. It's amazing.
Where would you like to play if you had a choice? Where would be your ideal gig in America?
Oh, I don't know. In America, we've done New York. We're just about to do LA. That's on Tuesday night. So I think that's going to be one of the ideal places, I imagine. We've got a show in Vegas in November, and we've already played in a lot of places in America this year. So it's a great place to be as a band.
Man. Yeah. I would imagine if you're going over to the States, you probably haven't got a long time to hang around today. You're going to get a chance to watch any of the bands?
We're going to see James Blake. We saw him at Melt Festival, and we're like such big fans of his. So we're going to see him. Swim Deep run before us, so we're going to catch them, and then we leave about 1 in the morning to go catch a flight.
Oh, right, so you get a little bit of time on site.
Something like that, a little bit.
Matty, thanks very much for having a chat. We'll let you go because we know you're itching to get on stage. Looking forward to your headline slot on the Lake Stage later.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, cool. Cheers.
Cheers.